shout hallelujah every day.
As Christians, the Bible is clear throughout its pages that we are called to give generously. This is one of the virtues of a Christian. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. Thanks for connecting. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. However your time zone, it's good morning from here and God bless you in Jesus' name. Child of God, in the book of Exodus chapter 35, we see the Israelites all generously giving the materials and time to build the tabernacle. If any of those people decided to withhold the materials they owned or the skills they had, the tabernacle wouldn't have come together. Giving is one of the things God tells us to test Him. In the New Testament, God Himself gave us His only begotten Son because He loves us so much, and that Son died on a cross for us. It sets a model that generosity in God's people should be sacrificial. Bible has a lot to say about giving and generosity. Dear children of God, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and truth. In the book of Hebrews 13 and verse 16, Bible says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased." Hallelujah. Child of God, you must have read in the scripture, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." God leads in giving and expects His children to do so. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 says, "Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, nor reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." In the book of Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, Bible says, "Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Hallelujah. Child of God, what do we then give? Number one, we must give love. Love all regardless of religion, gender, creed, belief, or association. Love is caring, sharing, and giving. Follow the footsteps of Jesus, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Number two, what must we give? We must give our time to help people. We must listen, we must counsel, and we must be ready to do more to help them. Number three, what must we do? We must be able to give our services and our talent for the propagation of God's gospel. Number four, we must give financially. Yes, financially. That's one area that has generated much controversy among believers. But the fact remains, whether you and I like it or not, the scripture cannot be broken. We should give to the work of the gospel. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need." Hallelujah. Child of God, some argue this scripture, but one thing is certain. Tithing is not by force, but by love. It's encouraged to be done. Child of God, give to the needy, give to the widows, and learn to bless those who bless you. Proverbs 11:25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." Hallelujah. While it's true that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, 1 Timothy 6:10 says that, it should be equally obvious that money is a powerful tool. A very powerful tool we have at our disposal when it comes to providing for basic material necessities and helping others. Having said this, now let's pray. The Almighty God bless you. The blessings of God for your life will never run dry in Jesus' name. Your hand will always be above and never beneath in the name of Jesus. All those that God has planted your way to lift you up will never fail in the name of Jesus. You will be an instrument to propagate God's gospel in the mighty name of Jesus. Your blessings will not be hindered. The Lord prosper you in your labor. The Lord prosper you in your career. The Lord prosper you and your family. The Lord prosper you in health. The Lord flourish you in all that you do in the name of Jesus. I pray with you, you will not lose any battle in Jesus' name. The word of God will never depart from your lips. God will give you strength. God will give you victory. God will give you dominion in all that you lay your hands to do in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in your coming in. You are blessed in your going out. You are blessed in whatever you lay your hands to do in Jesus' name. I dip all heartfelt prayer requests by faith into the pool of the blood of Jesus. It is done in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. A happy birthday and congratulations to those celebrating their wedding anniversaries today. The glory of God will shine on you and do exceedingly abundantly beyond your imagination. God bless you real good. A big thank you goes to all those who support in getting this podcast on air on daily basis. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for all that you do. God bless you greatly. The covenant blessings attached to this vision will surely work for you in Jesus' name. I'm deeply grateful. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a wonderful day ahead. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.